It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, look.
Oh.
One game, right? One game. I'm not a big fan of short-term results and drawing long-term conclusions. Not a big fan. It's one game.
One week.
Ben Johnson didn't really make a huge difference last night in Chicago, did he? It's one game. They went right down the field and scored on their opening possession, and social media was filled with hot takes regarding Ben Johnson. And the word F-I-X, he fixed, I guess it's F-I-X-E-D, he fixed Caleb Williams. Fixed him. After one drive. And then they proceeded to not score their next, I believe, eight drives offensively. They did kick a field goal. Caleb Williams started going 10 for 10, finished 11 for his next 25.
You know what Caleb Williams was? Exactly what it was last year. Takes care of the football, makes some spectacular plays. There's obvious talent. He's amazingly talented. The way he was able to free himself from the rush in the first half was, I mean, it was fantastic. Just from a football standpoint, just watching him bounce around like a water bug, avoiding pressure was incredible. But in the end, it's the same Bears team that we've seen.
And it's big names. The Bears win the off season every single year.
I'm not saying they're not going to improve because it's a good start for them and see where they're going to go. Meanwhile, the other side was like, well, this is kind of awful for the start of the Vikings season until the fourth quarter hits, and then J.J. McCarthy looks like the best version of J.J. McCarthy I've ever seen.
He was awesome.
I don't recall him looking anywhere close to that at Michigan.
He had some games, but he was always capable. And let's face it, that was huge to see him in that game be down as a rookie. Because I'm going through that. I think J.J.'s going to have a good career, but, hey, this is going to be rough as a rookie. And through 3.5 quarters, I was like, yeah, this is tough. But give it time with J.J. Well, apparently time was, I said 3.5. Through 2.5. Apparently the time he needed was about 36 minutes of NFL play before something clicked. And He caught fire late.
He's like, wait a minute, I do have weapons.
Jefferson. Well, he figured out how to get it to him, right? I mean, he knew he had weapons, but he had to figure out how to get it to him. And, you know, there's just getting used to the speed of the game. There's, you know, understanding what defenses are trying to do to you. But, I mean, again, I'm so used to hearing how great the Bears are going to be. This is like the third straight off season where the Bears, and they, I can't say it enough. But 2 years ago, they got the two linebackers, Edwards and a dude from Buffalo. Tremaine Edmonds.
There you go.
This year they got Joe Tooney. They got Ben Johnson.
Guys in the line,
And they won the offseason again. Remember, they are the team that got Montez Sweat.
That's right. Look, I still think
it's one game, but inside. I give my one game chuckle, but I understand, I can relate to the people that are worried about the Lions coordinators and are worried about them not ending an edge rusher. When you go out and see one game, you feel validation in your concerns. And last night, I understood that emotion, and I understood it yesterday too. I just experienced it last night with the understanding the validation emotion you get after one game. And also recognizing that it's not time for victory laps in terms of the take. But boy, did I enjoy watching the Bears struggle.
I found watching the game last night to be so interesting just for me because I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it. You know, got the Bears that I don't like. I'm not a J.J. McCarthy guy. And yet, I think halfway through that game, it was clear that I was pulling for J.J. McCarthy. And I was...
I hate watching the Bears.
You know, it's funny. Like, once you get to the pros, anything at college stuff just goes out the window. And it's just like, okay, what do you got here? And I was watching it as a curious fan. Because if my narrative has always been that Sam Darnold sucks, it's just that, you know, you throw him in an offense that actually has somebody who's capable of running it. Like, the head coach over there is great. And, you know, the way their system is and all the players they have.
Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell. You can make someone like Sam Darnold look good. Well, J.J. McCarthy, I think, is quite talented. He steps in and finally figures it out, and all of a sudden, the Vikings offense looks really good. And then when they needed to in the second half, in the fourth quarter in particular, when they needed to start running the ball and working the clock, they did with ease. Like, that's a scary team. That's the Vikings team that there's a reason they won all those games last year.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter who the quarterback was. I mean, you have to have some talent, obviously. I mean, I can't completely bury Sam Darnold. But, I mean, that was a really good football team last year. J.J. McCarthy steps in and in one game looks pretty good. He's going to have his growing pains, too. I mean, he didn't play all of last year. I mean, he's just getting his feet wet as a starting quarterback. But it looked like, you know, the maturation... You know, it was like the beast and the alien, how quickly it progressed.
You know, it's funny because I think there's plenty of valid criticism of the Detroit Lions in that performance. But we got some crazy stuff yesterday, and I'm driving home and I'm thinking about it. And the one, there's a few stood out, but one that stood out to me was a guy called up and said the Lions were sunk because next week, Ben Johnson's.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to want to send a message. And I'm like, so you think Ben Johnson's going to be more motivated in his first year to beat the Lions than Dan Campbell? First of all, a coach's motivation probably has little to do with the outcome of a game. All coaches are insanely motivated. Their careers are depending on it. So to say that one coach wants to send a message, he's going to be more motivated than the other coach who now is 0-1 and everybody's calling his team out, I thought was an absurd premise to begin with. But then Ben Johnson, did Ben Johnson not want to send that message last night? I mean, what are we talking about? Coaches are going to be motivated.
I mean, does he want it? Is this game going to mean a little more because he spent time here? I'm sure it does, but it's like a subconscious thing. I don't think it's something where consciously you go out and go, okay, we have to beat this team. Guys, you got to win it for me.
Why wouldn't the counter be true that Dan Campbell wants to beat Ben Johnson to prove that it wasn't just Ben Johnson? Like, I mean, advantage here.
I like Dan Campbell's answer this morning to that question when they asked him about it. He's like, I just want to win.
Yeah.
Because that's what I care about. I'm motivated by winning. I don't like to lose. I hate to lose. I love winning. That's what motivates him.
Dan Campbell was interesting today. We'll play the best of what he had to say on the morning show a little bit later in case you missed it. In the meantime, Jared Goff joins us at 10:30. We'll get his take on what happened and, more importantly, what's going to happen next. It's Carson Anderson, phone calls and feedback coming up. 97.1, The Ticket.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.